Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi, and welcome to this, the September 11th, 2024 edition of the Healing Sound Show. I am Jonathan Goldman. I'm here with my beloved wife, partner, and extraordinary co-host, Andy Goldman. Hi, Andy.
Jonathan, I am so delighted to be here because this is a very special program today, and it is one that we do once a year.
Once a year, indeed.
And it's special because I get to interview you, Mr. Jonathan Goldman.
Indeed. Well, what an honor and a blessing.
Well, we've had such a full year, even all the way, not even over yet. And we thought, what a great idea to interview you, and we can talk about so many of the projects and so much of what we've done this year. Focus more on what you've done, Jonathan, and I'd like to start out by reading your bio.
Right. I'm going to just say that we do this once a year because it's we interview and talk to a lot of really excellent people throughout the year, and we mostly sit and listen and ask some questions, and this one sort of gives us, and particularly gives me, a bit of a chance to talk. So let's see where this goes and what gets turned on. Okay.
All right. I think I will.
Well, tell me about me.
I would love to read your bio, Jonathan. For people who may be listening for the first time, I want people to get to know you. Jonathan Goldman is an international authority and a founding pioneer in the field of sound healing. He is the author of numerous books, including The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing, Healing Sounds, and the best-selling The Humming Effect, co-authored with his wife, Andy Goldman.
That's you.
That's me, which won the 2018 Gold Visionary Award for Best Health Book of the Year. Jonathan is the director of the Sound Healers Association and president of Spirit Music, Inc. in Boulder, Colorado. A Grammy nominee, he has created over 25 best-selling, award-winning recordings, including Chakra Chants, The Divine Name with Greg Braden, Frequencies, Sounds of Healing, and his latest, Sonic Oasis, which we are going to talk about today. Jonathan has been named as one of Watkins Mind Body Spirit Magazine's 100 most spiritually influential living people. He has been inducted into the Massage Therapy Hall of Fame, and in 2023, Jonathan received the Distinguished Person of the Year Award from Association for Comprehensive Energy Psychology for his pioneering contribution to the field of sound and energy. And Jonathan, I just have to say that it is really such a joy and such an honor for us to be doing our radio show together, but this one in particular, where I get to interview you. And after reading your bio, I am going to start with the question that we ask all of our guests. Jonathan, how did you get started in this field of sound healing. You've been in it for a very long time, being a founding pioneer in the field. Tell us a little bit about your background, Jonathan.
Well, Andy, it's thank you. Great question. I'd just like to suggest that, stories of how I got started in the field. I was born. But really, I had this experience.
I hope so.
Yeah, right. I had this experience when I was in probably late 1970s, where I walked on stage and I strapped on my guitar and I began, I looked out of the audience and I became aware that the ambiance was one of negativity and violence. And, you know, mind you, I've been playing guitar professionally for 15 years or so, and I had never had this thought of, you know, what if music could be used to make people feel good? In other words, I just always been up there, look at me, here I am playing my guitar. And instead, I became aware that there was this ambiance in the club, that literally the music I was helping create at the time was helping induce this ambiance, and wondering if music could just be used to make people feel good. And once that thought came to me, literally it shifted about 10 degrees in about a week and became, what if sound can be used to heal? And from there, I basically took a workshop with our dear friend Sarah Benson, and lo and behold, the sky opened. I formed the Sound Healers Association, got a master's degree from Lesley University, took my record company, which was, strangely enough, I didn't have to change the name of it. It was a new wave company, and I had turned into a new age company, but it was Spirit Music, and it became one of the first transformational companies using sound and music for healing. And life has just been one extraordinary ride, including being with you. Like, I want to give thanks for you as part of my resonance together.
Well, we've been doing this now for practically 30 years, so thank you for that, Jonathan. And, you know, what an interesting story. It was almost as though, you know, on another level, you were tuned in, even subconsciously, unconsciously, to the importance of sound as a healing modality. And Jonathan, tell us a little bit more about what was the main focus of knowing in your heart of hearts that sound could be used for healing. It's also great for entertaining, which is what you were doing as, you know, playing lead guitarist in a band. But what was it that really, really tipped that scale for you?
Well, for me, actually, Andy, interesting question. I haven't thought about this before, but it's the fact that I had all these different experiences, these inner experiences that could almost be described as being psychotropic or altered states of consciousness. And they happened simply through making sound, simply through receiving sound. That very first workshop that I went with Sarah Benson, she put me in the middle of a circle. She gave me a crystal hold, a quartz crystal. My name was chanted, and all of a sudden I was literally taken out of my body and transported into this amethyst pyramid in the woods. And when I came back, I thought, I looked at the crystal, thought I had to find out more about that. And I thought, with sound, I have to find out more about that. It was almost like an inner initiation had occurred. And I've had all these, if you like, different inner and outer initiations having to do with sound, which have been real for me. So they haven't just been thought forms or mindfulness things. They've literally been experiential, vibrational, shifting phenomena.
Well, Jonathan, you have literally been in the forefront talking about this experience this was a long time ago, and it was way before the term sound healing was even part of our lexicon. So you have really been in the forefront of this sound healing world, and you have brought so much to people who are now, I mean, the field of sound is just exploding.
It's really out there. I remember about 10 years ago, we said, you know, sound healing is going to be where yoga is. And it is. There's a whole lot of people. Everybody seems to be working with sound healing, aware of frequency. There's so much awareness of the importance of frequency and the power of frequency. And I'd like to talk about that, you know, a little later. But, you know, for the moment, the fact that everybody, whether they're working with their crystal bowls or their Tibetan bowls or doing X, Y, or Z, they're really, you know, getting into sound.
And Jonathan, what was for you the most important avenue to travel down to bring sound to the people?
A, it was mostly the voice. And B, I'm going to say that thinking about it now is the fact that the probably the most important thing that I helped bring to the planet was a concept which is frequency plus intent equals healing.
Well, that is a powerful formula, Jonathan, and it is one I know personally is used today in the sound healing field very readily, and people know it is intention coupled
right.
with
I mean, we've become, and we'll talk about this a little later, but there's a whole lot of frequencyism where everybody's searching for the right frequency, and I think that that's very important. But the idea that the intentionality that is encoded upon the sound, the consciousness that is encoded upon the sound, is equally as important as the frequency that is used. And I think we're going to find this out more and more. So, you know, I want people to stop looking for the right frequency and instead project the energy of the heart.
Well, Jonathan, I love projecting the energy of the heart because that is such an important part of healing. And of course, I was really struck by the fact that when you had this sort of revelation that you wanted to learn more about sound, that you actually dove into getting a master's degree in the transformational aspects of sound as a healing modality from Lesley University in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And gosh, Jonathan, I think that I'd like for you to share a little bit about that story.
Well, that unto itself, Lesley University's that allowed me to feel like work with a master's degree that then ultimately I wrote a number of different books based upon a lot of the information from the master's degree, which was the book was initially called, the dissertation was called Awakening the Lost Chord, and had to do with, among other things, vocal harmonics and different sounds, et cetera, et cetera. You know, Andy, as we deal with the world of sound, I'd like to just for a moment talk about my latest recording.
Jonathan, I'd love to hear you talk about your latest recording because it is pretty phenomenal, in my opinion.
right, indeed. And I'm just going to suggest that right now, acknowledging that so many people are into sound baths and we love it, but that times change. The world changes, and the listening habits of the public seem to have gone from being able to, you know, a lot of my recordings, CDs and whatnot, cassettes when they were first coming out, remember those folks? They were 45 minutes, an hour long, even more. But most people don't, for the most part, have time to really sit and experience. You know, a sound bath is wonderful, But most people don't have 20 minutes, a half hour, an hour to really go through the vibrational aspect of that. And I was going, okay, people listen now to songs. They listen to short songs. They listen to it's like 3 minute songs. That seems to be the listening, people have always listened to that, but particularly in all sorts of different fields. And I was like, okay. And I was given an assignment of, okay, can you take your hour-long recording of a particular piece of music that's designed to shift and change consciousness and edit it down to 3 minutes? I did that just as, you know, a lot of my, if you like, recordings and everything else over, if you like, assignments. And so I did that to see what would happen. And it turned out that, oh, my goodness gracious, they worked very, very well. So I ended up putting together this conglomerate of 26 different recordings that are about 3 minutes each of length. And I called it Sonic Oasis.
And I will add that we decided that it would be great, instead of a sound bath, how about a sound shower with these 3 minute pieces? And Jonathan, we have had so much wonderful feedback from people that it has been very helpful because of that length, because people can, you know, definitely commit to hearing and, you know, stopping and listening to short pieces. So I'm delighted that you're talking about this.
And I'm going to suggest that what I'd like to do now as we go into break is literally listen to one of the pieces from Sonic Oasis called Golden Rose Dreams. And this is actually a brand new piece created specifically for this album. And it features the sounds of, you're playing the angel harp, aren't you? And there's oming and there's electric guitar on there, believe it or not, and bowls and bells and all sorts of different things. And I'd like to suggest that we just get ready to close our eyes and, you know, take a nice relaxed breath and get ready now to listen to Golden Rose Dreams. And when we come back from break, I'll be talking more about that as well as a whole lot of other things. Andy, it's great to be here. I am Jonathan Goldman. It is September 11th, 2024. This is the Healing Sound Show. And we will be back after we listen to Golden Rose Dreams. Enjoy it now.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. Thank you.
Experience the power of vibroacoustic sound therapy with new vibro-tuners from me, Jonathan Goldman. When applied to the body, this set of tuning forks creates deeply resonant harmonic frequencies that bring healthy vibrations to your cells. You'll experience a sonic massage that is soothing and healing. Try the vibro-tuners from HealingSounds.com.
Do you want to experience the powerful benefits of sound healing? Read The Humming Effect by Jonathan Goldman and Andy Goldman. Discover how the simplest sounds may be the most profound. Dr. Bruce Lipton has said, it is a powerful non-pharmaceutical prescription for self-healing that has only positive side effects, such as harmony, health, and happiness. You can find The Humming Effect at HealingSounds.com, Amazon.com, or wherever fine books are sold.
Quantum physics tells us that everything is vibration. You are vibration. Ancient wisdom tells us we have seven chakras. These chakras are the vibrational energy centers of our body. They are responsible for our health and wellness. Many times, they are out of balance. When this happens, we lose our health and wellness. Now you can use the power of vibration to put your chakras into balance. You don't need any instruments, nutrients, or anything else but your own voice. Learn to balance your chakras to experience health and wellness. The complete chakra chanting experience at www.healingsounds.com/chakra-chanting. Try it. It'll change your life.
You're listening to CHSR, Real Radio on the Web.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope that you enjoyed hearing Golden Rose Dreams. And Jonathan, you are very well known in the field of sound healing for your music. You have over 25 or 30 many award-winning recordings. And, of course, having just listened to Golden Rose Dreams, my question is, what inspires you to create such beautiful healing music?
Another great question, Andy. I don't know if we've ever spoken about this one before, because I have to think about this for a minute. What inspires me? I guess on a level, some of the things that I create are basically assignments, or you were to do this, that, and this. But a lot of times it's like trying to I like to create things that have never before manifested on the planet. With my first really well-known recording, Chakra Chants, that combined different sounds of the chakra from about a dozen different traditions had never been done before. And actually, even before that, I created Dolphin Dreams, which was the world's first recording to feature the sounds of ocean heartbeat, coral voices, and dolphins. Yeah, they were literally. So with my different recordings, I like to create, if I've done something before, oftentimes I try not to like duplicate it unless there's a great demand, and I'll do it to please people. I did Chakra Chants 2, which is wonderful, but brought in our beloved friend Sarah Benson. But a lot of the others are like, wow, trying to just create something that is not manifested before on the planet.
And Jonathan, you are very much of a deep creator of music. And I think that not only are you known for your music, but also for your teachings. And Jonathan, I have another question for you. Did you ever think that sound healing would get really as big as it is now, because it is truly exploding in our consciousness?
Actually, Andy, I did think it was going to grow the way that it did, and it's actually taken a while for me to, for it to get there. Back in the 1980s, when I began to do this stuff, I literally thought that in 20 years we would be going into hospitals and doctors would be using sound devices to treat different illnesses. And when that didn't happen, I was going, my goodness gracious, this is certainly taking a long time. One of the things I'm going to suggest that, you know, as we're talking, is that I've often thought that sound healing is a modality. I love the fact that crystal bowls and whatnot have become so popular, because I really like the idea that sound is something everyone can do. And because everyone can do it, everyone can ultimately sort of be at least a sound healer for themselves. And that's really what you and I focus on a lot, is making sound accessible to the people.
Absolutely, Jonathan. And you have literally laid quite a foundation for people to explore sound. And I know using the voice has always been a major focus for you.
Right. We, you know, initially, my first book, Healing Sounds, had to do with harmonics, vocal harmonics, which are wonderful, if you like, vehicles for self-transformation. From initially, I was mesmerized with the fact that in different shamanic traditions, the Tibetan monks and different places, I would be able to create these overtones. And I mastered how to do overtone chanting, and then began to share it with people. And that has been a brilliant thing. But we really wanted to get more and more people involved in working with sound and having a sound practice. And something as a, you know, as really powerful but arcane as overtone chanting was a little difficult for a lot of people. So we came up with something that really seemed to work, and that was...
And that was, drum roll...
The hum.
The hum. Yes, in fact, Jonathan, we wrote a book called The Humming Effects, and we did that so more and more people could get involved in a way that they could relate to, because many people felt like, oh, I'm not a singer, you know, I'm not a musician, how can I possibly be involved with sound as a healing modality? And by bringing humming into our sound healing world, we've opened the door for a lot of people to get more involved.
Well, just today I got an email from someone thanking both of us for, like, you know, that we were their teachers on the hum, and they had some really profound and powerful experiences. So frequently more and more people are really getting into the simple but profound power of the hum. So, you know, I give thanks for doing that with you, my dear.
Oh, me too, Jonathan. Jonathan, I'd like to ask you another question.
Okay.
And that question is, using the voice as your main, one of your main modalities for working with sound, do you have any experiences that you'd like to share that have been profound for you working with the voice?
Lord, Andy, too many to actually, you know, answer in a 1 hour radio show or a 1 day, because, you know, the voice has been that profound. If you like, the voice is our real major aspect of, here's something that's, you know, kind of interesting. The voice ultimately is what separates us from all the other animals. None of them have the ability to do speech, but also to do tones such as we do it now. So it's a real blessing. So the voice is the divine, and I've had so many, whether you're working with mantras or vowel sounds or any sort of sacred sound, I've just been literally oftentimes transport out of my body and been able to like speak to different beings and receive teachings from different beings, often from just being on the power of the voice.
And we are shortly going to go into break. I do want to mention that our listeners can hear any of your recordings on Amazon Music,
Spotify, iTunes, any of those things. Yes, indeed.
And I would encourage people to check it out because it is indeed very healing. And we will be back shortly, and there's more to explore with my guest, our guest, Jonathan Goldsman. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Quantum physics tells us that everything is vibration. You are vibration. Ancient wisdom tells us we have seven chakras. These chakras are the vibrational energy centers of our body. They are responsible for our health and wellness. Many times, they are out of balance. When this happens, we lose our health and wellness. Now you can use the power of vibration to put your chakras into balance. You don't need any instruments, nutrients, or anything else but your own voice. Learn to balance your chakras to experience health and wellness. The complete chakra chanting experience at www.healingsounds.com/chakra-chanting. Try it. It'll change your life.
Do you want to experience the powerful benefits of sound healing? Read The Humming Effect by Jonathan Goldsman and Andy Goldsman. Discover how the simplest sounds may be the most profound. Dr. Bruce Lipton has said, "It is a powerful non-pharmaceutical prescription for self-healing that has only positive side effects, such as harmony, health, and happiness." You can find The Humming Effect at HealingSounds.com, Amazon.com, or wherever fine books are sold.
Do you want to experience the powerful benefits of connecting with the energy of the earth? Would you like to be able to tune your mind and your body to this extraordinary healing frequency? Try the Gaia Frequency Tuning Forks, available at HealingSounds.com and at Amazon. Exclusively designed by me, Jonathan Goldsman, these tuning forks might just change your life.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Welcome back, everyone. We are here on the September 11th Healing Sounds Show. I'm Andy Goldsman, and I am here with our guest, Jonathan Goldsman. And Jonathan, we were just talking about, you know, so much of the influence that you have had in the field of sound healing. And I'd like to jump into some of the teachings that you have done through the years, and particularly most recently, the monthly teaching that we both do are sound satsangs.
Right.
Can you tell us about that?
I'm going to acknowledge that, but I'm going to acknowledge first that I think I did one of the world's first, if you like, online courses with Hay House called The Power of Sound Healing. That's still a brilliant course. And then I did one a few years later, following that up with the Shift Network, and that one was called Sacred Vibrational Frequencies. So I just want people to know that those are available. If they're ever looking for some really good teachings that I have a degree in filmmaking, if you like, so I really appreciate the fact that these are really high-quality recordings, that great visual images, great audio, et cetera, et cetera.
And, Jonathan, you lay the groundwork in many of those teachings for people who are opening up to the world of sound. And can you share a little bit more about your love of teaching? Because I know that is a passion for you.
Oh, it's the greatest thing in the world. And I'm going to be truthful and say that probably the most incredible teaching experiences have been the fact that we can make sound in group together, and it is planetary shifting. And we, for over 20 years, did our Healing Sounds intensive that had 9 days of people doing all sorts of different types of work, and it was just an extraordinary experience. But now, thanks to the internet, people don't have to travel together over long distances and just be in one place. We can get it all off the internet. So that's brilliant. I'm going to just bring in the fact that for about the last couple of years or even more, you and I have been teaching together something that we call a sound satsang.
Jonathan, what's a sound satsang?
What is a sound satsang? And, you know, the satsang, the idea is that it's basically either a discourse or a community. And we've been able to, once a month for free, bring people together online and teach on different subjects. Last session was on the secrets of the solfeggio frequencies, and folks, you know, I checked that out because it was so interesting. Whenever we do a sound satsang, somehow things just seem, the world seems to open up. And with that one, Dr. Glenn Ryan, who is a colleague of mine, had been literally researching these different frequencies that I helped bring onto the planet back 25 years ago, and just like that week that we were doing it, he literally was able to show that these ascending sequence of solfeggio frequencies going upwards, which I utilized in Holy Harmony, among other things, was able to actually have one of the greatest influences in terms of affecting DNA, which is very, very important.
So, Jonathan, I know that people are interested. We chose the topic, solfeggio frequencies, because people were so interested in that particular topic. And we did an in-depth journey through the solfeggio frequencies in our last month's Sound Satsang. And, of course, people can go to Jonathan Goldman Official YouTube channel and have a chance to partake in the learning that we shared.
And they're free. They're an hour long. They also include wonderful global sound healing, which we have a group of many, lots and lots and lots of people, hundreds, thousands of people who take part in this. And we do these global sound healing experiences that create heart-brain coherence. And we send this out to the planet, and I really believe it does feed and affect the field. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Jonathan, we're so fortunate because every month when we do our satsang, you know, we are sponsored by the Sound Healers Association, and we are produced by Humanity's team. And I want to give a shout-out to both of those organizations because they really do help us get the word out through the format of our sound satsangs. How many have we been? Have we done?
We've done either 26 or 27. The next one coming up, believe it or not, is on sound and the chakras, which we haven't dealt with that subject before, because we've done aspects of, my goodness gracious, all sorts of sounds of compassion. I was going to write a list of the, you know, different satsangs that are there, because there's so many different things, the divine name, Merkaba sound, just amazing things. A lot of them do focus on major celestial events that are upcoming, such as the solstices and the different equinoxes and stuff like that. So it's a real blessing to be able to do that. And we want to invite everybody, once again, to go to my YouTube channel, which is Jonathan Goldman Official. There's over 26, 27 of the sound satsangs and hundreds of different teachings and also different recordings. All my recordings are available there, folks, as well.
Lovely. And Jonathan, interestingly, people who would like to learn more about you and sound healing, please visit our website, healingsounds.com, and learn more about the work that Jonathan Goldman continues to do. And folks, we will be right back, and I'm looking at our clock, and it's time for us to go into another break. Do stay with us. We have lots more to talk about. We'll be right back.
So thank you, everybody, again. Thanks for giving me this opportunity to say a few words about a few different things I normally don't talk about. So I trust you're having a reasonably good time listening to Andy and I jaw about our past, present, and future. We're going to be doing more about that when we get back from this break. Now, you stay with us.
We'll be right back.
Experience the power of vibroacoustic sound therapy with the new vibro-tuners from me, Jonathan Goldman. When applied to the body, this set of tuning forks creates deeply resonant harmonic frequencies that bring healthy vibrations to your cells. You'll experience a sonic massage that is soothing and healing. Try the vibro-tuners from HealingSounds.com.
Do you want to experience the powerful benefits of sound healing? Read The Humming Effect by Jonathan Goldman and Andy Goldman. Discover how the simplest sounds may be the most profound. Dr. Bruce Lipton has said, "It is a powerful non-pharmaceutical prescription for self-healing that has only positive side effects, such as harmony, health, and happiness." You can find The Humming Effect at HealingSounds.com, Amazon.com, or wherever fine books are sold.
Hello, this is Jonathan Goldman. I'd like to bring you a few moments of relaxation by offering you this opportunity to listen to some of my music. This is an excerpt of Quiet Space from Celestial Reiki. If you can, just close your eyes and take a nice deep breath as you listen to this music. If you'd like to hear more of my music, please go to Spotify, Amazon Music, Pandora, Apple Music, YouTube, or anywhere else you stream music. Thank you.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Healing Sound Show. Today is September 11th, and we have been learning so much about you, Jonathan, and about the work that you've done, the music that you've created, the books that you've written, the teachings that you've done. You are Mr. Sound Healing. But, Jonathan, tell us what's on the horizon, because we don't stop with the sound, that song, or teachings, we continue on. And we have so much more we want to share with our audience about what is coming up down the road.
Right. I guess for me, the most important thing on a global level is the upcoming 24th, I believe it is, 24th World Sound Healing Day on February 14th, 2025. And this is a day when people throughout the planet sound forth with a global sound, an ah, an om, or playing music, or whatever, but projecting the energy of peace and love and compassion to our planet. And Andy, I gotta say that I think it's time to speak for a moment about the importance of compassion. But again, folks, do remember, planning it in your head right now. We've got some months away, but World Sound Healing Day is coming up again. You remember when we did the first one? Back
oh,
in,
yes.
I can't even remember. It's probably 2001 or so like that.
Oh, a long time ago. And consequently, through the years, more and more and more people throughout the world do continue to join us on February 14th. I think, you know, something like 50 or 80 different countries participate. So it's a pretty big deal for people to bring sound into their communities, but more importantly, to sound forth for world peace, for harmony on our planet. And Jonathan, you just mentioned the word compassion.
Compassion.
And I'd love for you to talk a little bit more about the importance of compassion in life in general, but in, of course, in the world of sound.
Well, Andy, you know, it's interesting because for the last couple of years in our sound satsangs, we've been talking about what we call compassionate understanding, which is the ability to, number one, listen to what people say, because we usually don't, and then use our voice and encode it with the energy of intention. And the best intention that I know of is the energy of compassion and kindness and love. And, you know, we can literally use the conversational voice as a healing instrument if we can just remember to work with compassionate understanding.
And also, compassionate listening, I think, goes hand in hand with compassionate understanding. And once we open up, I know earlier in our interview, you talked about the importance of the heart and really the importance of love when we're talking about healing. And certainly compassion, compassionate listening, understanding, what a way to open up our hearts.
I think that that's so true because there's so much divisiveness on our planet right now. And we just don't need to be divisive because what happens is when we are basically in fear, when we are in anger, we literally get pulled apart. And if we can work with the energy of compassion, we can work together and we can solve some of the great issues that are facing our planet right now. We can't do it if we're against each other, but if we're working together, we can. It can be like a 1+1=3 phenomena, and we can do extraordinary things.
Oh, and of course, sound is such a beautiful vehicle because when we are working with sound, whether it is our voice, whether it's listening to music, when we are working with sound, you know, on a physiological level, there's so many beautiful hormones that are released, such as oxytocin, which gives us the trust of, you know, who we're with. And so, you know, that truly opens up, sound opens up our hearts to connectedness, to connecting with other people.
And, you know, talking about compassion and sound, I realize that next month, for the Global Oneness Summit, which is something that we've taken part in, that Humanity's team does, I think it's the last one, actually, is our ends with our sound satsang on October 24th. But the days before that have all these great different presentations, and one of them is this great panel featuring you, me,
Chloe Goodchild,
and Lama Tashi.
And the panel is all about compassion, and it has just been such a joy and an honor to have participated in that panel. So I hope that people will tune into that.
Right. You know, it's a Humanities Team Global Oneness Summit, and it's worthwhile, folks. Check it out.
And, Jonathan, I know that we are getting to the end of our program today. And, of course, it has been such fun to share with our audience all the work that you've done, that we've done together. And, Jonathan, what would you like to leave with our audience? What words of wisdom from a founding pioneer in the field of sound healing? What words of wisdom would you like to leave with our audience?
I think I'd like to leave our audience with our, if you like, closing words we oftentimes do when we teach together, because it's so very, very important. And that is, we heal the planet.
We heal ourselves.
We heal ourselves.
And we heal the planet.
We can make a difference, and we have a choice. So, everybody, I just want to suggest that keep compassion in your heart, keep sound resonating throughout you, and that's, once again, the idea of working with frequency is great. I'm getting back to saying I began the very, very beginning of this. Frequency is great, but we need to encode whatever frequency that we are using with the frequency of love. And from our perspective, there is no frequency of love. Any frequency that you generate with the understanding and compassion of love can be a frequency of love.
And Jonathan, our beautiful mentor and beloved divine mother of sound, Sarah Benson, taught us, and we love to leave this with our audience, the true sound of healing is love.
Well, let's repeat that again. The true sound of healing is love. You know, I don't know if you know this, but that was going to be the motto of the Sound Healers Association.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know that.
And at the time that Sarah came up with it, which was back in the 1980s, I thought, oh, this is a little corny. And, you know, I think that there's nothing more magnificent right now than understanding that. The true sound of healing is love. Listen, I will be back in a moment to announce our upcoming guest for next October 9th. But for the moment, keep lots of love and light in your life, and Andy, thanks so much.
Oh, Jonathan, thank you. It has been my great joy to interview you today, and I was glad that we had this opportunity. So much love and many blessings. Stay with us, and we've got just another little minute that we want to share who we're going to have on our show next month. We'll be right back.
Quantum physics tells us that everything is vibration. You are vibration. Ancient wisdom tells us we have 7 chakras. These chakras are the vibrational energy centers of our body. They are responsible for our health and wellness. Many times, they are out of balance. When this happens, we lose our health and wellness. Now you can use the power of vibration to put your chakras into balance. You don't need any instruments, nutrients, or anything else but your own voice. Learn to balance your chakras to experience health and wellness. The complete chakra chanting experience at www.healingsounds.com/ chakra-chanting. Try it. It'll change your life.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
That was a wondrous show. Andy, thank you so very, very much for being such an extraordinary, if you like, host and asking me those questions wherever they came from, however they came from. It was fun answering them. And meanwhile, everybody, we want to invite you to October 9th, where Geraldine Glass is going to be here talking about her new book, Sacred Vibrations. So until then, keep lots of love and light through sound in your life. Bye-bye now.